Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. He joins us most Wednesdays at this time to talk a little bit about your lawn and stuff in the warm months. Hey, Bob, welcome back.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
What do you need to tell us today?
It's hot.
Okay. Pretty much wraps it up. I got a lot of questions about that.
Okay, so the biggest thing to be concerned about now is it's the hot nights and the humidity. And so the fungus are going to be, they just love this weather. They thrive in it, especially at night. So all the more reason, as a reminder, do not water at night, because then you just even add fuel to the fire.
Does that explain how, like, on my mulch and some spots in my lawn, I have what looks like just a giant blob of cat vomit?
Well, yeah, those are spores that have, that is exactly what they call it, too. They call it a vomit mold. But you can just kick it around with your foot or a shovel or something.
No, I know that. I mean, and that's what I do. Some of it I'm able to excise pretty easily, but it's pretty amazing how quickly that stuff can surface. And that's just mold spores in the lawn. It's nothing to worry about, though, right?
Well, actually, certain molds in your lawn, like there's a disease called Pythium blight, which is a golf course superintendent's nightmare. And they're out there in the middle of the night with weather like this to make sure that's not finding itself, because it'll wipe out a fairway overnight.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it spreads so fast.
312-981-7200 is our phone number, or just swing by the studio. Here's a visitor now.
I'm sorry to crash. Bob, how are you?
This is Steve Bertrand.
Bob, good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I have a question that I think may be of interest to other people. We have a bunch of rows of Sharon bushes, and I've got a number of individual branches on them, about a foot long, that are turning brown, dying. Is that cicada damage?
If it's browning toward the tips, most likely yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's like a foot section.
Is part of the branch
really?
Still alive?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. The tree looks healthy overall. They're just these individual spots.
And you'll see a lot of trees right now, like especially the maples. People are like, wow, it looks like there's a bunch of maple flags all over my front lawn. That's the cicada damage, because they've tried to lay their eggs and then.
So what do you do about that?
So we've got a bunch of pods, right, of leaves, like two or three leaves and a stem from trees that are just blowing all over. That's cicada too.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm sorry. Now what do we do about this?
Well, it's just it's not going to harm the bigger trees, because there's so many extra branches up there to do it. But that's why we said to just cover like your specialty trees, like your Japanese maple, where it might take off branches on one side of it. But obviously it's too late now to start covering things. The damage has been done. Yeah. They're winding down right now.
So, but are you guys also saying that the roses of Sharon or the maple trees are going to survive? It's just killed some of the branches?
Yeah, mine look fine, some individual dead spots.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll survive. Basically what the cicadas did is they just girdled a section of the branch, and then there's nutrients can't get to the tip of the branches.
This question says, I want to know about watering and fertilizing flowers. I presume it's because of the heat, and you've told people that they should only water their lawn first thing in the morning. But can't you do the flower beds any time of the day or early evening, Bob?
You can. It's not because the fungi are more selective to the turf
right.
from water when you water at night. The only thing to be careful about watering during the day with flowers is you want to get the source of the water down at the base of the plant. You can get it on the plant, but if it's in big, heavy duty, sunny, full sun, sometimes the reflection through the water, it acts like a greenhouse effect, and it can actually create more heat. So if you're going to have water, go ahead and really, really soak it. Don't just like put a light spritz over the top, because that could do more harm than good, depending on what type of plant it is.
Questions include, hey, Bob, we have moved into a new home. We're supposed to get seed and sod this week. Can we delay the sprouting of the grass until cooler temperatures just by not watering it now? How about that, Bob? They put the seed down, but just wait until it gets cooler before you water it.
Nah, I'm not crazy about that. That seed's not going to like sitting out there baking. You're better off just putting off the whole project until fall.
Yeah,
for the seeding. The sod you can do. Sod you could do now.
They don't want to do that. Oh yeah, the sod you use. Okay, first you can sod, right, and then just keep it wet.
Just keep it watered, but the seed, especially if it stays dry and the soil is going to get all crusty and stuff, so the seed isn't going to just sit there and then germinate in the fall when it cools off. Because now you're going to, now you have a soil bed that's not conducive for seed germination. So I would, I'd put off the seeding, go ahead and put the sod down, and just keep it flooded.
Another week, somebody, thanks for the call or the question. John, please ask Bob what we can put in our garden to soften up the ground. It's as hard as cement.
You can till in a compost mix. They have garden mixes that have probably vermiculite in it and maybe some sand, and the sand will help break up the soil too. Just get, you know, turn the soil and keep it cultivated, break it up.
Yeah, I was going to say,
go ahead and plant.
Elbow grease, labor, that'll do it, right?
Yep.
I heard through the grapevine, we were talking about that fertilizer stuff from Milwaukee. John, I heard that the through the grapevine that Malort will help me with my grass. I'm wondering how many shots do I have to take?
Is it laced with cicadas? I don't know.
That's a joke. Okay. It says here, what's the best way to get rid of fairy circles? I don't even know what those are, Bob.
They're basically, they're called fairy rings or fairy circles. Mm-hmm. Basically what it is a decomposing organic matter. Oh. Typically you'll see it in an area where you had a large tree removed and there's still some pretty healthy sized roots underground and they're decomposing. There's not much you can do about it. This goes back to the pitching wedge or nine iron if you want to get rid of the mushrooms.
Right, so it sucks to look at those things. Just got to physically remove them and know that at least you've got healthy stuff down there, right?
It's a good sign of good soil, actually, yes.
Brian, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
Hi, Bob, and thanks for taking my call, John.
Yeah.
I got a question about getting rid of ground ivy. I've got an area in my backyard, and I'm just sick of it.
A selective herbicide, best time to do it is when it's flowering, which was actually a couple weeks ago, but you can still knock it back now. However, any herbicides, I want to put a word of caution on any herbicides you're going to do now, do not spray if it's over 90 degrees because the spray will volatilize and it'll drift off and it'll get on plants that you really don't want it to get on and it'll kill them. So read the label. Some pesticides or some herbicides say 85 degrees. Usually 90 is a threshold if you put, and don't push it after that because it will drift into areas you don't want it to.
So you put this selective herbicide down. It's just read the label. If it says ground ivy, it'll kill it. Is this one of those things you want us to do twice, Bob?
Ground ivy and creeping, it is also known as creeping Charlie, yes. Knock it stunted and then hit it again. But don't just do a blanket application over the whole lawn. Just spot spray where the ground ivy is.
Good luck to you, Brian.
Hit it and then hit it again.
Will that kill the grass then around the ground ivy as well?
It shouldn't, but I wouldn't do a blanket application to take that chance if you're going to spray 14 days apart. That's a big risk.
Jimmy is on with Bob Bertog. You're on WGN. Jimmy, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Calling from Shorewood.
Hey.
Yeah, Bob, I got a European white pine. It's about 20 years old, probably about 60 feet high. The tree's healthy. I've got it in a mulch zone. There's a good buffer about 6 feet, you know, before the lawn where the buffer is. But now that the tree's getting bigger, the last several years, the grass starts out great in the spring under where the branches extend out. But then, like now, I just noticed the grass is starting to get thin under kind of the longer branches, kind of thin, not dried out. And I got a sprinkling system. So do I need to water more in that area, put a little extra fertilizer there? Are the roots stealing some of the nutrients? It wasn't a problem until the tree got, you know, pretty big, like I said, the last several years.
Right. So there's a couple things going on. The biggest one is it's lack of sunlight because the grass needs sunlight to grow. Even though it's irrigated and you're watering it, it still needs sunlight to grow. And then don't add more fertilizer. In a shady area, you don't want it over-fertilized. The extra nitrogen will not help the turf. You may want to just bring out the bed line. And put it. You can always put in ground cover underneath the pine tree. That's always a nice look, but because that will grow in the shade.
What about putting in a shade blend there? It might not be the same blend. The grass might look different, but what about integrating a different blend of grass seed?
Well, let me interrupt for a second. The sun is there right now. So from now until the sun gets to about 5-6 o'clock in the evening where the house blocks it, it has sun. The sun is there right now, but no, not in the morning. But the angle right now, it's all sun.
So if it's getting the afternoon sun, that should be adequate sunlight. The other thing that could be happening, too, is the dropping the needles that could change the acidity of the soil, and the grass might not prefer that type of a soil condition. You can always get it tested, test the pH.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sorry about that. Good luck to you on that. Hey, Bob Bertog, what's the best time to water shrubs?
The shrubs will show you signs of that they need water. Look at your shrubs like hydrangea. They're the first ones to start drooping. And the best time to water, it really doesn't matter during the day. It's not like the lawn. But you want to just make sure you water deeply. That's the key, because those roots, got to remember, are 8 to 12 inches below where the roots that are going to absorb that moisture are just below the grade. So don't just like give it a quick spritz on the top. Again, just give it a nice good soaking. Either put a root feeder on it or a slow trickle on the hose.
Hey, Bob Bertog, what do you do about a really bumpy lawn? I feel like I need a four-wheel drive lawnmower. I bounce over it.
Core aeration and top dressing in the fall. Don't roll it. Rolling it's one of the worst things you can do to your lawn, especially if it's bumpy. It's actually going to make it worse.
Core aeration. So get one of those things that puts the little holes in there and plops everything
up. Then top dress it. And then top dress it with a top dressing mix.
What's a top dressing mix?
Topsoil, sand, and compost.
Okay, that's a project for the fall, says Bob Bertog. What about Dave? You're on WGN. Dave, how can we help you?
Hey, Bob and John. I have a patio surrounded with these 40 or 50-year-old hawthorn trees. I guess what my question is.
How do you kill your neighbor's hawthorn tree?
No, rust mold.
Oh.
Is there any treatment for rust mold on the leaves?
There is a preventative treatment, but it's too late for this season. You have to start that before the buds break in the spring. And then it'll kill the spores before they have an opportunity to get on the leaf itself. But right now, you're going to have the spores on there. The mold is going to show. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. Just hang in there.
It's not going to kill the tree.
Okay. And then he's got to get back at it next spring. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Start in April.
Good luck to you on that, Dave. And the rest of you, Bob will join us again next Wednesday if we ask him real nice. Hey, Bob, will you join us next Wednesday?
Absolutely, John. Happy to do it.
That's Bob Bertog. He's also available for hire, don't you know? It's the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Bob Bertog.